We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number two of our broadcast coming up. We'll go to the text line. Some pretty interesting items here. First, we'll start with a call from Grady out of Greenville. Good morning, Grady.
Good morning. Your last caller was right dead on the money with his thing. Back when in the 80s, when they had the supposed empowerment of all of the aging people, when they created the laws which would not let them discriminate against aging people, we went through the same thing with the H-1B visas, where that's the way they fix problems. And that the government issues these H-1Bs, and then they start replacing a whole segment of the population. I had a website that I put up, and I did such a bad job of it that it was written up in the Wall Street Journal. And I investigated all of the attributes of the H-1B visa and how they were actually going to be applied. And all of this stuff is driven by the business sector.
Yep.
It's not driven by anything else. The problems that they're having right now with the illegal immigration, even the immigration service is telling us that the people who are coming across the border can't even speak their own language, that they have to be taught how to speak Spanish.
They
speak these colloquial languages, and they can't, they can't be used as construction workers or anything else because nobody can talk to them. And the problems that you have in this mass replacement of people like that is not that people are xenophobic or anything else about it. I mean, you know, I went through the same thing whenever I had my website up. You know, everybody started bombing me about being xenophobic and hating foreigners and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I've taught martial arts 50 years, and I've dealt with just about every kind of foreigner you can deal with. And, you know, it's a situation where people that are actively uninvolved or actively not affected just really don't understand how a segmental replacement of the population takes place. And, you know, this, we ended up with exactly the problems that I had told folks we were going to have when they did this the last time. We got diseases that we hadn't, that we had eliminated in this country. We got people coming in and infiltrating through their jobs the databases of the federal agencies and that kind of thing. They even hacked a satellite, one of the Air Force's satellites at one time from some of the Pakistani workers that they put in. So all of it, you know, this thing sounds like it's a fix to a problem, and it's not. It's just another problem.
Yep, I hear you. I appreciate your call there, Grady. By the way, I meant to bring this in. I need to remember, you know, one of those books that I've got a stack probably of 20 books I'm in the middle of reading that I never finish? I'm almost finished with a book by Charles C.W. Cook, a book called The Conservatarian Agenda. It's excellent. The book is excellent. In fact, the last chapter deals with this subject, immigration. And Charles C.W. Cook, by the way, is a libertarian. But he takes a very strong position on immigration. It says, as long as you have this welfare system, you cannot do that. You cannot have open borders. Can't do it. Let's go out to Jasper in Gastonia. Good morning.
Well, good morning, sir. Nice to talk to you.
Same here.
I tried to call in last week, and I just got a chance to tune in recently, like in the last 15 minutes or so. And I heard you talk about Trump. You know, I heard on the McCrory show that he wasn't rating too high above Biden, and in the polls, and that's, you know, should be greatly alarming, and that's what I kind of thought, because I could see, you know, everybody was thinking about how positive everything was for him, including himself. But I remember, and I've tried to tell people, the main reason why he got elected is because he was running against Hillary.
Yes.
And so many people came out and voted for him that usually didn't even vote.
Yep.
And, you know, coming out of the woodwork. And he's, you know, and by his actions, and I know I don't think he's a racist, but he's done stuff that they can paint him as a racist. And by painting him as a racist and painting him in all other little mini small ways, they're diminishing his presidency. And the fact is that he made a mistake, in my opinion. He pushed his tax bill. He should have went full force on immigration when he had a full Senate of supposedly Republicans.
Yes.
And Congress, he had both houses. Instead, he pushed for his tax bill instead of pushing what he should have done with immigration. And then he should have run against the Republican Party.
Yes.
Because they weren't supporting him.
Jasper, you're preaching my sermon here.
Okay, brother.
But let me just make an adjustment. It shouldn't have been taxes versus immigration. He should have done both of those things. And he could have done both of those things.
Yeah, but he put taxes first for some, you know.
Because it's all about money, Jasper. That's what this country worships. We worship money. And as long as there's money in my pocket, I don't give a crap about anything else. This is where we are as a country right now.
Well,
that's all that matters.
We've been that way for a long time.
Yes, we have.
Back in 85, when I first came back from the Navy, I saw what we were doing back then. I used to be a Reagan supporter, but I'm against Reagan now. I mean, I spent 20% of my income in 1980 getting him elected. So I have a right to say something. And I saw his deficits, and I saw other things that he was letting be done, and including in 1982, he let the Supreme Court get away with saying that we had to educate illegal aliens. Education is not part of the Constitution. That is strictly a state function. And yet he let the Supreme Court tell us, or tell Texas, which eventually translated to the other states, that we had to educate illegal aliens' kids. The Supreme Court had no standing in that. But anyway, then in 86, he gives them amnesty. So now we've had a flood of immigrants ever since, and it really kicked into high gear under Bill Clinton. But anyway, that being said, in 85, I tried to get people to pay attention. And everybody back then, I learned that if they could, now most a lot of people smoked back then, more probably than do today, I learned if they could smoke, drink, and drive up and down the road, they didn't care about nothing else.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Jasper. Stay with us. I want to share some text before we go back to more of your calls.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I think this is absolutely amusing. Some of the texts here, starting with this one. Vince, so what you're saying is if Hillary Clinton won, there would be no difference? He's going to lose more votes if he pushes the red flag laws, because I know a lot of people who will sit on their hands. Vince, if you believe in these polls, I have some oceanfront property I sell you in Arizona. Really? Thanks, Vince. I appreciate you, buddy. I wouldn't feel right unless you and others that have a proven track record of being dead wrong on almost everything didn't think you know exactly what should now be done to secure a victory in 2020. When you feel good is when I start to worry. I think this is hilarious. Let me just make the point before I get to more of these texts. Let me just tell you this, and I don't mind saying this at all. If you're an arrogant SOB and you lose the election next year, shame on yourself. That's all I have to say about it. Now, based on what happened in 2016, you have to dissect at some point the difference between the support of Donald Trump and the abhorrence and the rejection of the Wicked Witch of the West, Hillary Clinton. If you do not take that in consideration and you think, you assume that this blue wall that fell down in 2016 is going to fall the same way it did in 2016, if that is your assumption, that is profoundly presumptuous and dangerous. Let me just clarify again. I am not hoping that this happens, but I will tell you, if it does happen, one of the reasons will be arrogance and presumption. Now, I'm not telling you that I believe every single one of these polls. I've said I don't know how many times that the time between now and November 2020 is like an eternity. It is. Who knows what can happen between now and then? Either way. But I'll tell you what. The worst thing and the dumbest thing that can be done is to completely dismiss these polls and assume that there's nothing to be concerned about. You darn well better be sure there's something to be concerned about. Because 2020 will not be the same as 2016. We don't even know who the nominee is going to be. And I'll tell you what, if they find a popular celebrity person with very little baggage to run against the president, you darn well better hold on to your rear end. I'm serious. Somebody likable. Likable. You darn well better be concerned. Because I am concerned. I'm not looking for and hoping for a Trump defeat. But at every turn, this man has done a lot of things to make himself unlikable unnecessarily. And that's not smart if you're looking to win, especially if you're looking to win again. Several states where the margin was just in the tens of thousands of votes. Some of these states, you can't assume that's going to happen the same way again. That's the point that I'm making. Why must those of us in Greenville have to listen to this nonsense out of Charlotte? WRD management, please replace this neophyte. I love this. This is hilarious. Why? Because I'm not preaching the same claptrap you're hearing dawn to dusk on Fox News and other people's talk shows? You people are going to be profoundly embarrassed on Election Day if this all goes down in flames. Because you believe too much the crap that was coming out of the echo chamber every single solitary day. Oh, I thought we were all going to win. And this is what happens when you get in an echo chamber. Everybody sounds the same. There was a talk show host I used to listen to, won't mention his name, complained all the time. He was ticked off because all you heard on the radio were pom-pom people, and that's the phrase he used, pom-poms. Now he's one of them. He gave into power. This is a person I have a lot of respect for, by the way. But he folded. Was it about principles? Is it about values? I don't think so. He gave in to the mob. I'm not giving in to any mob. I will sweep floors. I will go out to San Francisco and I will dig up crap off the street if necessary. I am not going to give in to an angry mob. I don't care what kind of angry mob it is. If it calls itself Republican, pro-Trump, whatever you want to call it. I'm not giving in to that garbage. This is why I've rejected this idea at the very outset of what is called populism. Because it will degenerate into the nastiest of human characteristics. I've seen it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can't disregard these polls, but rally attendances of all candidates don't appear to support them. Yeah, I mean, get real. Who the heck wants to go out and listen to Elizabeth Warren? Much less watch her. I know that was terrible. But I'm being honest. Who wants to listen to Bernie Sanders? Joe Biden? See, Donald Trump has the celebrity thing going for him. This is why I've told you again, I don't think any of these people are going to be the nominee. None of them. It's going to be a dark horse candidate. And if there is a popular person they can find somewhere who is very likable and seems not to be political and can use the same freaking talking points that have gotten so many people to drink Donald Trump's Kool-Aid. Oh, he's not a politician. We like this person. Use the same playbook Donald Trump does for the left. That's their candidate. That's what they need to find. And if they find that person, you want to talk about a contest next year? Whoa. And somebody who has oratory skills? And a person who can come across as the non-Trump. Loving, caring, nurturing. What was that symbol there?
An O,
yes. Yes, that's exactly who I'm thinking. Oprah. I'm serious. Don't buy into this. You know, I know she's saying she doesn't want to do it. Yeah, she's waiting for the call. I'm serious. This is going to be another one of those Ross Perot things. Well, it depends on what my supporters want. You know, you do that little act of, oh, I really don't want to do this. Oh, but do you really want me to? Do you? Oh, I don't want to disappoint the millions of Americans out there. She's one of them. I mean, I can't think of any names offhand. If you have any names you can throw out, I'd love to hear them. But all of these people that you see on the stage, even though their numbers look pretty good by comparison, give me a break. Ain't going to happen. Stay with us. We'll talk more about this contest coming up. Been on the line here for a little while. Let's make sure, let's go out to Dean, I believe it is, Fort Mill first. Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Thank you.
Well, quick comment and then a question for you. The comment was you had just said before the break about a personality or a a celebrity becoming, you know, beating Trump. Is that really a reflection of the candidates, or is that we get what we, you know?
It's a reflection of us.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid. Okay, my other question was, you brought up about that money is the all-consuming thing with the United States, and when you were talking about power and politics. But hasn't it always been that way since basically, I mean, once we got by Adam and Eve everywhere in the world?
The love of money. The love of money, yes.
Let's discount Mother Teresa, okay? We're not going to bring her. But other than that, it's everything. Is it not?
Yeah, it's pretty much everything.
Well, and I don't think it's going to go away, so...
Here's the thing. I think in many... There are times where we've pretended that we care about other things. Maybe that's the way to put it. Is that a pretty accurate characterization? We pretend that we have these moral principles and values and constitutional concerns and all these other things. But at the real base of it, it's the real question is, who's going to put more money in my pocket or leave more money in my pocket?
Yeah, I guess so. So, boy, that doesn't leave too many solutions on the table right now, does it?
No, it doesn't. Not at all. Hey, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Let's go next out to Randy in Gastonia. Good morning.
Hey, Vince. Yeah, I was calling to find out, man, why did they give you some of your time at the end of your show to that slime ball Bill O'Reilly, man?
Oh, come on. You don't have to call him names. Bill O'Reilly, he's a good guy. But I do appreciate your call, Randy. Don't know what else to say about that. Let's go out to Gene in Greenville. Good morning.
I don't know if I should be offended at that man's statement. You know, I come from the same town Bill O'Reilly does. He's in Levittown. I'm from Hicksville, New York, by the way.
Okay.
Hicksville sounds funny. You know who else comes from Hicksville?
Who's that?
Billy Joel. So when you make fun of me because I come from Hicksville... you're making fun of Billy Joel.
Just tell people I am an innocent man. How's that?
Well, you're the moderator, so tell whoever called up, don't make fun of Bill O'Reilly because you're making fun of callers that come from that part of America or New York, and Billy Joel comes from there. That's not why I called up. I called up for a perspective on the upcoming election. What will be, will be. You know, and as you rightfully said, God gives us what we deserve in many respects. And I will vote for Trump in 2020, by the way, very, very enthusiastically. Look at the upcoming September election in Israel. If Netanyahu is not voted in, then I think God is sending us a message Trump is not coming in, because he's going to move the time of Jacob's trouble much, much faster than we think. Gabish, you know what Gabish means, right?
Yeah, okay. Okay, Gene, we'll carefully watch this and see whether there is perhaps a prophetic message in the upcoming events there that you describe. Stephen in Dallas, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I'd just like to comment on the so-called celebrities or whatever that you was asking about who would think would be a good president, I believe. That's just like Biden and all the rest of them. They're just trying to pull votes from Trump. And I believe that lady, it's a Muslim or whatever, is supposed to be running. I think whatever party you're from, whether you're Democrat or Republican or Independent or Libertarian, if you want to vote these type people in, it's kind of indictment to the United States and the Congress. And some of these people who also, I'm going to change the subject and then I'll let you go, about Bill O'Reilly and some of them, a lot of people don't want to hear the truth. They just want to have somebody to burp them, blow their nose, and change their diaper. But they don't want to hear the truth. And the truth is, if, you know, Trump is for Israel, and, you know, the Bible says if we go against them, we'll be cursed, and we don't need to go against them. We need to back them any way they need help. And people need to really think about this. People who want socialism, somebody's going to have to pay. And who's the one's going to pay for socialism? It's us. So people really need to think and get on their knees and pray that Mr. Trump gets in as president. And well, I thank you, sir, for taking my call.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks very much. let's talk about this headliner for a fundraiser in Wyoming. Who's the favorite person among Republicans in Wyoming, do you think? Johnny, Charles. Who's the big hero? It's Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney. He's going to headline a luncheon event in Jackson. Also set to appear, presidential advisors Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, and our friend here from the upstate, Mick Mulvaney, White House Chief of Staff. They're listed as special guests because they are administration officials and there are rules against campaigning. A little humor here. Remember Anthony Scaramucci? I have not spent much time on this at all, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time. He's the former communications director. Was he in that job? What, 11 days, something like that? He's now recently withdrawn his support for President Trump. In fact, he's putting together a coalition of former Trump cabinet officials to denounce the president ahead of the election. Here's what he said. I'm in the process of putting together a team of people that feel the exact same way I do. This is not a never Trump situation. It's not just screeching rhetoric, he says. This is okay. This guy's unstable. Everybody knows it. Everyone outside knows it. Let's see if we can find a viable alternative. I have to get some former cabinet officials in unity to speak up about it. They know it's a crisis. That's what Scaramucci says. The president, does he ignore this guy who, you know, remember the president only chooses the best people. Well, the president exploded on him today, hammering him, calling Scaramucci highly unstable nut job. I barely knew him until his 11 days of gross incompetence made a fool of himself bad on TV. This, again, from the man who told us he only picks the best people. How did that happen, that this guy just sneaked into that position? Just curious. Now to Pam Warner for a look at traffic and weather.
All right, still dealing with a crash on West Brookshire Freeway and North Graham Street, as well as one on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at South Church Street. Tired of painting your home or business year after year? Rhino Shield is a revolutionary ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Call now for your free estimate and receive 15% off the regular price. Visit RhinoShieldCarolina.com. Today's weather is partly cloudy skies, a high of 93, a low of 73, and a 40% chance of some afternoon thunderstorms. I'm Pam Warner, WBT Traffic.
I knew this text line would start scrolling away. Coakley Paul 2024. I assume you're referring to Rand. Yeah, right. That's going to happen. Michelle O or Oprah. You know, I keep hearing Michelle's name. Don't discount that, folks. Don't discount that possibility. We will keep watching this. Time for Bill O'Reilly.
Welcome to the O'Reilly Update, presented by Woody's Auto Service, with 11 Charlotte area locations to serve you. Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, August 19th, 2019. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Almost a million demonstrators rock Hong Kong. The NYPD arrests a homeless West Virginia man over last week's subway bomb scare. Joe Biden praises some Republicans on the campaign trail. Congresswoman Tlaib threatens to boycott liberal comedian Bill Maher. Great white sharks continue to frighten swimmers on Cape Cod. Also coming up, the message of the day, why drug dealing is a violent crime. But first, about a million pro-democracy demonstrators openly defy Chinese authorities over the weekend, flooding the streets of Hong Kong.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to the Vince Coakley radio program, the final stretch on this Monday. Time for a look at the day in history as we venture down to our upstate studio in Greenville and our good friend, Mr. Lonzo. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing awesome.
Glad to hear it. And hopefully you will continue to do awesome as you answer a few questions. One, two, three, four, five of them. We begin in, well, I can't tell you the year. Because it gives away the name of the war. It was largely a naval.
The War of 1812.
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding.
You're a genius, Mr. Reitzel. You have correctly answered this question.
It's the only war I can think of that actually has the
year in it. Yeah, that's really good. I'm impressed. Great start, 1909. This event was held in my former home city. 12,000 people showed up to watch a five-mile race. Two drivers, two mechanics, two spectators died in what was called a disaster. In fact, in 1911, on a new track, this event debuted. What was the name of the city, or you can name the venue, my former home city?
Indianapolis.
You are correct. Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I had no idea this actually happened. It was actually deadly. Indy 500 debuted in 1911, by the way. 1960 is
the year. I just want to point out, you've lived in several different places, so that was pretty difficult.
Oh, well.
Except for nothing happens in Delaware.
I was about ready to say
that. Yeah.
I was about to say that. There's nothing happens in that pitiful state.
But you did live in Kentucky, and they have races there.
They do. They do.
The horse variety.
And some that are official and some not so official. 1960, you may remember this guy, Gary Powers, convicted of espionage. What country was he convicted in? He's an American U-2 pilot, and he was tried and convicted in what country?
Korea.
Oh, actually, Moscow is where it was. 1977, there were these famous comedians. They all have the same last name, but this one was the most widely known. He died in 1977 at the age of 86. Who was it? I think he was on a Lucy show at one time. Brothers, comedians. In fact, he's unrelated to the communist.
Marx Brothers.
Yes, when the what I was looking for, this is close enough. Groucho Marx is the one who kicked the bucket in 1977.
See, I had Smothers Brothers stuck in my head for some reason.
Oh, okay. Last but not least, this particular stock hit the NASDAQ at $85 a share. If you invested $1,000 then, it would be worth $22,000 today. What is the company for this particular stock? 2004, $1,000 a share then. It hit the NASDAQ at $85 a share. If you put $1,000 in then, it would be worth $22,000. What is it now, this behemoth of a company?
Google.
Yes, you are correct. Google. Boy, that would have been, can you imagine that? $1,000 would be worth $22,000. Can you imagine the people who did put a lot of money into this company?
I can't imagine having $1,000.
Yes. You know. Oh, get out of here. You're in radio. You're rich.
We're all rich. Yeah.
Exactly. A couple of interesting items. Let's begin with this one. Do you consider yourself a couch potato?
Somewhat, especially during the season that it's about to be here.
Okay. This is a story. I don't know where they got this information. Out of the UK Daily Mail. Can't get to the gym? No worries. Just pop into a pub that's showing the game instead. According to a new study, watching sports is quite beneficial. Researchers from the University of Leeds found that cheering fans got an equivalent workout as going on a brisk walk for 90 minutes, thanks to an increase in heart rates. Even better, seeing their teams win dropped blood pressures and boosted psychological well-being for the entire day. Well, so much for Panthers fans. I'm sorry, I just said that. Of course, this only works if your team is on the victorious side, with those on the losing end receiving the opposite effect. So, just putting this out there, thought you might find that intriguing.
You know, what's funny is I was printing that story out as you were talking about it.
You're kidding me.
Somewhere else, no. To use on a sports show that I'll be on here in a little while.
That is pretty amazing. I have to tell you, too, one last little dig here at Lonzo. I'll bet he knows what it's going to be about. Do you know today is a special day? Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
Well, let me come to the special post here. Bluegrass Airport celebrating hashtag National Aviation Day. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, that's just awesome.
I think there's no better way to celebrate this day than to schedule a trip somewhere. What do you think? Ooh. What do you think, Lonzo?
I think you should schedule a trip somewhere. You go right ahead.
Bahamas, you know, I don't know. What do you want? Beach? You want, I don't know, New Orleans? Listen to some music. Hey, you'd enjoy listening to some music and, you know, check out a few clubs. And you're a big music lover, right?
Yeah, listen, I would love to hang out with you anywhere as long as a plane is not involved.
So much for that. I just thought I'd give it a shot here on National Aviation Day. So I thought there would be something uplifting. Maybe not. Uplifting, never mind. Lonzo, have a great day, and you guys as well. Thank you for everything. God bless you. Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.